And joining me now in the Care of Yes studios are members of the Boom Boom Burlesque group, Mia Moore, who's been in our studios before.
Yes, ma'am.
And Naughty Lola.
Bonjour.
And we are a little handicapped in radio. We can't show anything, no visuals, but you all have come a bit in costume today. Quite colorful. We appreciate that. Now, you've both been with the troupe for a long time. I think, Lola, you have been almost with them for the second, since the second show.
Oui, c'est vrai.
Okay, okay. And your character is Francais.
Oui. Yes, I'm French. And,
Well, now, I know that some of our listeners have heard Mia Moore and some others who have come on to talk about it. And so they may be familiar that everyone has a different character, a personality, and their act goes with that. How did you come up with the French? Why were you drawn to that?
Well, we don't have a very big international presence in Boom Boom. So I decided to mix that up a little bit. So
have you inspired others perhaps to do other international flavors?
Maybe. Okay. I have yet to see.
Well, now let's talk just a bit about the troupe, Boom Boom Burlesque, and the whole idea of burlesque. Just to remind people what that art form is, and then more specifically how Boom Boom sees itself as a burlesque troupe.
Right. Burlesque really started out as a variety show, a way to sort of poke fun at high society and, you know, really, it could include anything from, you know, comedians to even a short play, as well as the striptease and everything. So, which a lot of the modern troupes kind of do just a peel, just the strip and everything, which is fabulous. With Boom Boom, we kind of add a little bit of extra. We want to kind of hearken to the olden vaudeville variety show times. So ours, we just have that very unique, we want everyone in the troupe, they have creative input into the show. And so we really like to entice and entertain any way we can while using every talent that we have.
Well, and again, anyone who has listened to you here before knows the full range of talents, including poetry, dance, song. It's a real wide range.
Right, we have many different kinds of dance. And we even have a fan dancer. We've had some pole pieces in there. So really, we run the gamut, and we hope to keep that variety feel.
Mm-hmm. How many members are in the troupe right now?
Well, we have kind of a rolling cast, so whoever might not be in this show might be in the next show. So I think in total we probably have about 20. In most of our shows, we have I think 14 is our normal number. Mm-hmm. And so it's a large cast.
The last show you did, remind me again, what was the theme?
Our last one was the fundraiser for Acadiana Pride at FAME. So we had like a 70s feel to it. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. The one before that was Le Voyage de l'Amour.
The Valentine's show,
right.
Yes. Well, this show is going to be right during Festival International, so it's really good for Lola and your French character, since it is a Francophone festival. You'll be doing three shows, so people have a great opportunity to see.
Many, many chances to come, and it will be kind of at the end of festival each night. So, you know, whenever you're kind of done with all the music and you're not sure what to do, then walk on down to Cité. So we'll be performing on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's the 25th, 26th, and No, I'm sorry, 24th, 25th, 26th. The Friday and Saturday shows are at 10, and then the Sunday show is at 7.
Okay, and that's at Cité des Arts. Well, let's talk about this show. You have a theme for the show. Sometimes it's holiday-based, and sometimes it's just something you all think would make a great theme. And this one is Dreams.
Right. The name of the show is Only in Your Dreams. So it really left the door open to kind of think in and outside of every box that that you have, because, you know, anything can happen in a dream and anything can happen on our stage.
Well, and there's so many interpretations of that, from the very schmaltzy and cheesy to very surreal.
Which we adore all of those. I'm schmaltzy, so.
Well, let's talk about some of the performers who will be in the show. Now, we have one. Both viola will be performing in the show.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Lola, naughty Lola, francophone, burlesque dancer. What do you do? What is your talent? Do you read poetry? Do you sing? Do you dance?
Primarily, I tend to dance and be campy. For the last show, I had an act called French Lessons with Lola, and is basically teaching people how to speak French while also doing a very traditional peel, but also making people laugh. It was very campy and all over the place. And
I think people learn something. One way or the other, they learn something.
And so your jokes are all in French? Partially in French?
How do what you... I call franglais. We do have a big French-speaking presence here in Lafayette, so a lot of audience members tend to follow along very well, but we do have a predominantly English-speaking audience most of the time. I'm hoping that changes for Festival International.
There's so many old theaters around in the smaller towns. You know that variety came through, and even French variety shows came through. I was reading in an old it's a blog of old articles from the Advertiser from way, way, way back. Mm-hmm. And apparently Sarah Bernhardt passed through Lafayette. Mm-hmm. She didn't get off of the train, but she was...
She passed through, they were going to claim that forever in history.
They did. They really, even at that time, they wrote it up in the newspaper and said she had stopped there. The divine Sarah had stopped in Lafayette, along with... he was a very famous French comedian at the time, and he was with her, and they were on their way to New Orleans. It was like 1901.
Wow.
So there you have it.
C'est super.
Yes. Super. In the tradition of Sarah Bernhardt in Lafayette. Mm-hmm. So Naughty Nola is your character, again, en français at times, doing a traditional peel, as you call it. Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the other characters that you have in this lineup?
Well, we're very excited. This show will have a few more kind of solo acts than we have in the past, which is very exciting. It's a great time to really get to know our cast and kind of what they're good at, something about them, what they, you know, what they present. So let's see. It's our first time seeing a solo from Miss Lucy Furr. And so she's kind of a crowd favorite. I think everybody's going to love it. We have Miss Sugar Bits. Who's always very popular as well. We have, let's see, we have Fossey Butts.
Fossey Butts.
Who's a fantastic dancer, as you can tell from the name. Fathoms.
Felix Elixir.
Thank you. Let's see, Miss Ginger Lee, we making an appearance.
Phineas Sinclair.
Yes, of course.
MC.
Our MC, Phineas. And Miss Foxy Stryker. I think that's most of us.
And everything they're doing has to do with dreams, something to do with dreams.
Right,
les rêves, en français. So give us a sense of the variety that will be, of genre that will be at these shows.
Let's see.
You said
this
they're mostly
one,
solo performances.
Right,
this
a lot of solos. We do have some, a couple kind of duets and triplets. So we have... really a lot of different moods, and that's kind of what dreams are about, just the imagery and moods. So I think that will really come across. You know, we have some things that are a little weird, some are a little, you know, scary, and of course, you know, we maintain, you know, some flirtation, certainly the whole time.
Well,
and
so again,
some of them are just fun and sexy, you know. So we really kind of run the gamut.
I mean, it sounds like it's back to those old variety shows
as well.
Because, you know, when you see old film of those, it's a real wide range. Nothing was really connected. At least you all have a theme.
Right.
But they would go from something very sad to something a little scary, as you said, or something very comic. It was all mixed up in those shows.
I think we definitely – so far have done a wonderful job of really keeping the audience engaged. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and that's really what it's about is, you know, connecting with the audience and really inviting them into this world of dreams and general, you know, fancy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and we do want to remind people that you all are really part of a nationwide movement here. It's very, very popular all over the country, mm-hmm, burlesque troupes, and
certainly
they're different in every community.
Right, right. Yeah, it's really made a resurgence the past few years. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, I mean, we even have a burlesque festival in New Orleans every year in September, I believe. So,
are you all planning to go to that?
I think we'll definitely at least a few people make an appearance, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, maybe by next year we'll perform in it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, bit by bit, but it is kind of a trend, a wonderful trend that has swept the nation and I think is not going away anytime soon. Mm-hmm. But I really think that Boom Boom offers kind of just that little lanyap. You know, we have just a little bit extra variety and just a lot of talents that, you know, may not always be as present or as, you know, in focus in other troops.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, kind of adding to the mix of theater and performance.
Correct,
in our community,
right,
offering some people you might not want to be in a traditional theater setting,
right,
but you can sing, you can dance, you have, mm-hmm, other talents. And do you have a Facebook page where people could
go to
see more about what's coming up? And
please do. You, mm-hmm, can look either just type in Boom Boom Burlesque, or you can go to facebook.com/Lafayette Burlesque. And you can also find myself, Miss Mia Moore, and Naughty Lola, if you'll type them in as well. And you can probably find little links to us on the Boom Boom page, too.
All right. So that's Lafayette Burlesque, mm-hmm, on Facebook, or just search for Boom Boom Burlesque.
Correct.
If you have just tuned in, my guests are from the Boom Boom Burlesque group here in Lafayette. They will be performing three times during festival. So you have three opportunities at Cité des Arts. And maybe give us the times again of those performances.
Sure. It will be Friday, April 24th, and Saturday, April 25th. Both of those are at 10 p.m. And then Sunday, the 26th, at 7. Tickets are $15, which you can get ahead of time. You can go to the calendar at citédesarts.com or by calling 291-1122.
All right. Well, we look forward to more Boom Boom performances in Lafayette and your wonderful themes that you have. Again, the theme for these performances is Only in Your Dreams.
Yes, ma'am.
Check out their Facebook page. And if you have French guests during festival, you could bring them to
bring
see
everyone.
Lola. And parler en français with Lola.
Avec moi.
Avec toi. Well, merci beaucoup à vous deux.
Thank you.